ninth pack of Shumas Mishnah Zayin, we're continuing the halachas of things that grew out of tevel or truma that was planted. Hamanakish im hanoch ha'ozik ha'cholim b'chassias. The person who was weeding in a goy's field, and in the field was growing chassias, which are onion and garlic and the like. So we are going according to the opinion that holds that the produce that grows by a goy in Eretz Yisrael is five in Trumas and Maisers. Even so, Apple Peres of Tevel, because like I just said, that the fruit, the produce of a goy is considered Tevel and Trumas and Maisers, still Oichel Mehem Rai. He's allowed to eat from them a Rai. And we don't say that, oh, the goy must have taken these onions that he picked it initially, and he did the Gemara Malacha to them, and then he planted them, in which case, like we said in the previous Mishnah, by a Jewish person, there'll be also to even eat the arai from this produce, because if you plant an onion, which is also to eat afilo arai, then anything grows out of that remains in the same status. But here, the din is that when the goy did the Gemara Malacha, it's only also b'achilas arai midrabbonim. So since it's only also midrabbonim, they only asked it as is. Once you planted and new things grew out of this, they've been permitted one to eat arai temporarily, a snack out of it, but to make a full meal out of it, that's also like any other type of tevel. Next halach in this Mishnah, shtilei truma shenitmo. Person has little plants of truma that became tummy. How could they become tummy? It has to be that it wasn't in the ground. For example, if you have something in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in the bottom, it's definitely considered not connected to the ground, and can become tummy. That's if somebody grows tomatoes in Eretz Yisrael in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in the bottom. So that technically, those tomatoes can become tummy even before you pick them. It's no get to one halacha is that for technical reasons, if something comes tummy before the time of Trumas and Maisers, then halacha, take of Trumas and Maisers without a bracha. But back to our case. So he has these little plants of Truma that become tamei, shtolam, he planted them, tamei milatama. The rule is that once something becomes mechuba lakaka, it loses its status of tuma. So you had a little tomato bush, and you plant it into the ground, once it takes root, it's tohar. But still, asura milecho, ad sheyigam esa oicho. Even so, midrabban, they said, they want people to get confused and start eating shuma tomato, and therefore the fruit that was on it at the time that was planted is also to eat. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ab Sheigam VeYishna. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to remove the fruit that's there. The next fruit that grows out of it also has to be removed, and you chop down the bush again a second time, and only what grows out of the third time is permitted. We do not pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass that once again, if somebody had an uprooted, let's say, tomato plant, and he proclaimed the truma and became tummy, if he replants it in the ground with the right that's tar, then the rabbanon, you have to chop down everything that's growing on it and let it sprout forth. With new fruit, the second fruit will be mukhi.